I got the title for the message. Never did I imagine it may be a literal title, because my message is called An Anchor for My Soul. I had no clue that we would be facing the storm that we're facing today. I don't know if you were able to get the picture that we'd put, but it's called Anchor for My Soul. I didn't know that we would be facing the storm Harvey that's coming through. I didn't know we would be talking about one of the greatest floods in U.S. history and the greatest hurricanes in U.S. history, but it is what it is, and it's not a pun or off of that. This is just what the Lord wanted for this morning. So, that being said, I'll be opening the scriptures. If you have your Bibles, say amen. If you've got your iBible, say amen. If you've got any kind of technology to read off of, amen. If not, you can follow on the screen. During some of my scriptures I'll be using today, they may be in the NIV version. I don't know if he can put up the NIV. He says no. Well, then you put up the King James version and I'll read from the NIV. And if they think I'm reading something wrong, just God forgive them and me. So anyway, we're going to start in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 16. We'll be reading from verse 16 through verse 19. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. That by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Verse 19 says, which hope we have as an anchor for our soul, both sure and steadfast. Everyone say sure. Everyone say steadfast. And which entereth into that within the veil. Amen. The word immutability or immutable in the Greek means unable to change. Amen. Or unchangeable. Hallelujah. You can be seated if you don't sit down on me. Heard that, so I figured I'd say it. Amen, amen. To be an anchor to Jesus, or to be anchored to Jesus, we must first be able to have faith that we are anchored to Jesus. And that is why Jesus allows us to be in storms, amen. Let me say that again. To be anchored to Jesus, we must be able to have faith that we are anchored to Jesus. And that is why he allows us to go through storms and trials in our lives. Amen. How can we have faith that someone can come into this church and be filled with the Holy Ghost, which is above all the greatest of miracles, but we aren't even sure that God can bring us through the trials and the mess and the storms that we're in? How can we have faith that God can fill someone with his spirit when we haven't even seen him, we haven't physically touched him, but we can believe that someone can come to this altar and get on their knees and ask for repentance, get in that baptismal, be baptized in Jesus' name, and be filled with the Holy Ghost? But we do not have faith for God to reach down and keep us in our trials. We are confused at times and we do not even understand how it works. God, I'm going through this. I do not even feel you with me. I don't know where you're at. I don't understand this situation, but here I am. Here I am. The storms that you're in, we have to realize, is smaller, and that particular miracle of pulling you out of that storm is a smaller miracle than salvation itself. We have faith that someone can be saved and be forgiven. We have faith that we were saved, that we were filled with the Holy Ghost. We had faith at that point. We understand that we spoke in a heavenly language. We understand that we were immersed in water and we were baptized, and we had enough faith for that to happen, which, as I said, is the greatest of all miracles. But we are confused whether or not God can pull us out of our trials and our situations. Amen. As we read in Isaiah 41, verses 10 through 13, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee." And right here is where he says, "Because I am your anchor." He says, "I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness, because I am your anchor. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they shall strive with thee, and that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and thou shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing." And this is where he says, "Because I am your anchor, and as a thing of naught." Then in verse 13 says, "For I, the Lord thy God, for I am your anchor, will hold up thy right hand, for I am your anchor, saying unto thee, fear not, for I am your anchor. I will help thee, for I am your anchor." Like I said, I may not be able to teach, but I'm going to preach this morning. I never said I was a Bible scholar or a theologian, but God called me to bring the word to you today. Once we decide that this is what we wanted to do in our lives, once, Brother Keith, you decided that you wanted to live for God, what did you do? You grabbed a hold of your anchor. You cast out your anchor from your boat and you grabbed a hold of something solid. You grabbed a hold of the anchor, Christ Jesus. Amen. We threw out our anchor of faith, and we had faith that we grabbed a hold of something we had never had before. Once we decided and we made up our mind that this is what we were going to do with our lives, we threw out that faith and we grabbed a hold of something that we had never had before. God said, "Come on." You said, "Okay, God, I got a hold of you. What are we going to do?" And God said, "Hang on, baby. We're about to do something. We're about to go somewhere you've never gone before." You said, "All right, God, I'm here. What's next?" He said, "Hang on a second and you'll see." He said, "You just hold on to me and I'll show you what's next." But then we say, "But now the waters get rough," and I'm talking to myself. Whenever God gives me a message, 99.99% of the time, he's talking to me. I'm just relaying you what he told me. "Okay, the waters are getting rough. What do we do now? The waters are getting, the storm is coming around us. The waters are beginning to rage. Oh me. Oh my God, what do I do now? What's going on, God? I don't know if I can handle this. Jesus, are you really involved in this?" Whoo, that's when our faith has to step out. That's when our faith has to realize that we've grabbed hold of an anchor. We had enough faith to put our anchor on God when we couldn't even see him to come to this altar. We had enough faith to listen to someone say, "If you just turn it over to God, he can handle every situation." We had enough faith for that. That way when we came here, he filled us with his spirit. We had enough faith, but then Jesus is saying, "Where's your faith in me? Just hang on a little while. Just give me a little time. Just give me a little time with your finances. Give me a little time with your job. Give me a little time with your family members. Just remember what you're held on to. Remember your faith that you had when you were filled. Give me a little time. Your family is coming. Give me a little time. That job that you've been praying for is right around the corner. Give me a little time. You just watch and see. You've got to have faith. You've got to hold on. Remember, I'm your anchor. Remember your anchor. Remember your anchor. Don't forget about your anchor. Don't let loose. Remember your anchor." Amen, amen, amen. The greatest miracle has already been taking place in your lives. Everything else is just second fiddle. Everything else is just second fiddle. You're going to come through. You're going to make it through. Just remember the anchor. If you haven't or don't hear anything else I say today, hear this. In overwhelming times, we need and we have an overwhelming God. I want you to let that sink in. In overwhelming times, we need and we have an overwhelming God. Your destiny is not up to any devil that comes against you. God gave you a declaration before any devil showed up. Amen. He gave you a declaration when he saved your soul, when he baptized you. And God is wanting to pull you through every trial and every situation. And even when the devil whispers in your ear, when you're going through your storm, he's telling you to give up. He's telling you to turn around. God is your anchor. God is saying, just anchor yourself to me one more time. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can separate you. Nothing can overcome you. Just hang on to that anchor. 1 John 4:4 says, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If you anchor yourself to the word, John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If you just anchor yourself to the Word of God, if you just anchor yourself into the Word of God, hallelujah. How many of us like to fish? Now, I didn't say like to catch. I love to catch, but I'm not good at it. I said fish, and I know Brother Brian likes to fish. I know there's several of us that like to fish. I know we have a crew we were just talking about a few minutes ago that went to Alaska on a trip, and many of them went fishing and caught some halibut. I've never caught a halibut. I know they look like a flounder. Flounders are ugly. The pictures I saw of the halibut are ugly, but I heard they're very tasteful. And if they listen to this, I sure wouldn't mind having some of that, but I don't know if they'll bring any home. But anyway, about 2 years ago, Selena and I went fishing. We went out on the, took the pontoon boat out on the saltwater barrier right here in Westlake, and we were sitting right where it breaks off at, and we were fishing. I'm sitting there, and I'm fishing, and we had a few bites, and I noticed my boat keeps drifting back, so I crank it and pull back up, and we fishing again, and it cranks and it moves back, so I come around and I grab the anchor and I threw it out. Once the anchor grabbed hold, it gave us something solid to hang on to. This anchor gave us something steady that we could stay there and do what we wanted to do. It gave us security. It gave us stability when I threw my anchor out. The definition of anchor is a device that holds something secure. It gives strength, stability, security, that which keeps from drifting or losing one's direction. I know that some of us wish that the writer in Hebrews chapter 6 hadn't used the word anchor, but instead maybe he would have said a helicopter for my soul. What do you mean? Well, when we're in a storm, there's times we would much rather Jesus be a helicopter Jesus than an anchor Jesus. Amen. An anchor implies that you're going to stay in the storm for a while, and most of us are wanting a Black Hawk helicopter with SEAL Team 6 to come in and swoop us and throw a lifeline out to pull us up. Amen. People would definitely sign up for a helicopter Jesus. People would definitely sign up for helicopter Jesus to come in and every time we have a trial and just fly on in and swoop in and pick us up real quick and say, don't worry about that. I got you. If the Bible said that Jesus was a helicopter Jesus, and when trials come our way, that you wouldn't have to worry about it because Any moment, Jesus is going to step in and pull you out and put you on that helicopter and bring you back to safety. I guarantee you more people would be able to stay in church because they have a helicopter Jesus. People get scared of the anchor Jesus because people don't want to have to stay in the trials. And you see, whenever you're depending on the anchor Jesus, it takes a little bit more faith. When you're depending on the anchor Jesus, it takes a little bit longer sometimes to come out of that situation. Here's the thing. You have a greater testimony when God brings you through a trial or through a storm than when he swoops in and pulls you out as the helicopter Jesus. Let me say that again. You have a greater testimony and a greater witness when God brings you through the trial than when he swoops in and pulls you instantly out of your situation. What do you mean, Brother Chain? It's like this. If every time we had a situation in our life, we had a trial we were going through, and Jesus just came in and, whoop, come on, don't worry about that. I'm going to set you down right here. Kept on going. Where would our faith come from? Where would our faith be built at for people on the outside watching you saying, look at that person. They've been going through this situation. The enemy has come against them. They have had this come against them. They've had this storm of life come against them. But they're standing firm. They're standing firm on the rock. They're standing firm in the word. They're grabbing a hold of something. They have a hold of something that I want. They have something that I want. You have no idea how many people are standing in the background watching you through your trial. You have no idea how many people are standing on the sideline watching you get knocked down time and time again, but you're held on to that anchor. You're held on to that anchor. Hallelujah. As long as you continue to move and go in the right direction, the anchor is going to keep you. The anchor is going to hold you because the truth does not change. God does not change. His word never changes, amen. Let's look back at the scriptures I opened with, Hebrews 6, 17 and 18. We're going to read this in the NIV version. And it says this, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised. He confirmed it with an oath. Verse 18 says, God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Amen. God does not change. God is not a changing God. Back to my fishing story. When Selena and I had finished fishing, and as I said, fishing, not catching. When she and I had finished fishing, we said, look, we're not doing any good. Let's just go pleasure ride. So we're going to go take a ride. I walked up to the front of the boat, and I went to pull the anchor. And I'm like, uh-oh, something's wrong here. So I reached down. I looked back at her and said, we got a problem here. So I reached. So I grabbed the paddle, and I grabbed the anchor rope, and I start pushing out. Nothing. I reached over the side and I pulled it, nothing. I got on the side and I pulled it, nothing. So I stepped back and I'm like, oh my goodness, we're stuck here. People are going to think we're idiots. And so they were having a boat show or a poker run of boats come flying by. And I'm like, man, these people are thinking we're retarded. We're stuck here doing nothing. So then I realized, let me go back to the front of the boat. Let me start the boat. Let me turn the motor on and come around to the other side. So I got on the other side of the anchor, backed up a little bit. I went over and I grabbed it, boom, pulled it up, rolled it up, threw it on the boat. You see, God is not a changing God. For us to let go of the anchor, we have to be the ones to change. You see, God is a never-changing God, Brother Pugh. If you let go of the anchor, it's not God. When you're in your storm and you say, God has left me, oh no, God didn't leave you.
Sister Chamberlain, God has never left you or forsaken you. If anything happens in our lives and we feel like we've been left, it's us changing directions and moving away from God. For the anchor to come unloose, we must do the changing. We must be the ones to change, not God. Malachi 3:6 says, "For I am the Lord, and I change not." He said, "I am the Lord, and I change not." Amen. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is an unchanging God that you can put your anchor on. He is an unchanging God that you can cling your faith to, his anchor. He is an unchanging God. Amen. So stop praying for God to be a helicopter God that can swoop in and take you out of every little situation you're in, and start thanking God for trusting you enough to leave you in the storm. Start thanking God for trusting you enough to know that you've got enough faith to stay a hold and stay hold on to that anchor through your storm. Amen. We are living in the craziest times in history. It's as if everything that we believe and stand for are sacred, that is holy and honest, and that is right, is being trampled on. If you proclaim the name of Jesus, you're called crazy. You're a homophobe. You're a conservative, old school, out of touch. If you're considered to be a Christian, people want to look at you nowadays all across this world, and they want to call you names, and they want to come against you, and they want to take down your beliefs. We are living in times of financial insecurity, times of not knowing if we're going to go to war today or tomorrow with other countries, or even worse, in our own country. Times are changing. But in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7 through 10, and I'll read once again through the NIV. It says, "Or because of these surpassingly great revelations, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest upon me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness.'" Now listen to this. "In the insults that the world may throw your way, or the hardships and in persecution that may come against you, or in the difficult times. For when I am weak, I am made strong." Amen. For when I am weak, if I just keep a hold of that anchor, I am made strong. For when in my weak times, if I grab hold of that anchor of that one Christ Jesus, I am made strong. In my weak times, in my trials, and in the storms of life, I am made strong. Amen. The reason the writer is saying, "For when I am weak, I am made strong," is because he had a hope attached to an anchor of Christ Jesus. His hope was on the anchor, Christ Jesus. Amen. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you, and he will never leave you or forsake you. Be strong, for he will never leave you nor forsake you." You see, the enemy wants you to turn your eyes off of the prize and off of the finish line. So therefore, he begins to discourage you and whispers in your ear about life's disappointments. He comes along and begins to try and push you in one direction. "Brother Pugh, come here." He tries to push you, "Brother Brian, come here," in another direction. The enemy will come against you. You're the anchor. Brother Brian, let's come over here and let's try to move him. The enemy will come against you and he'll begin to push you. And he'll begin to try to take you off of your anchor. He'll grab you and he'll try to pull you. He'll get into your head and say, no, you can't do this. No, you can't make it through this storm. He'll come and grab you this way. He'll try to turn you around. He'll try to bring you back and bring you through life storms and trials. You're good. Thank you. The enemy tries to discourage you in your storms. He tries to whisper into your minds. That's where he starts first. The first and foremost place in your life he comes to attack you is in your mind. And he tries to throw you off of your game. Because he knows if he can come against your mind, he can take your faith and begin to break it down. And when your faith and your anchor begins to get shaken and loosed, that's when you begin to slip. That's when you begin to turn. As long as you're secure in your anchor and you're grounded in your anchor, no matter what you read on Facebook or no matter what you read in the news, no matter how depressing society gets, no matter what the depressing news comes against you on your phone, on the other end of the line, or through text messages, grab hold of that anchor. Grab hold of that anchor. Grab hold of that anchor. Because the anchor still holds, amen. The anchor still holds. The anchor still holds. As long as you understand who is in charge of everything and that we are attached to him as our anchor. No matter what comes your way, no matter how bad the seas may roll, God is a never changing God and he is our anchor. He is our anchor. Amen. Isaiah 59 and 19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Now let me read this again. And we're going to move the comma over a little bit. It says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. Now listen to this. When the enemy shall come, hold on, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will rise up a standard against it. The Lord will come against your enemy like a flood. He's going to come against the enemy like a flood. We've got to remember who our anchor is. We've got to remember what anchor we're holding on to. Hallelujah. When we feel like we're beginning to sink in the waters around us, remember we've got an anchor that we're holding on to. Even though our faith may be shaken, the anchor that we're holds on to steps into our lives when the seas around us are going crazy. Like Peter did when he stepped out of the boat. We know the story, and I'll make it quick. My time's coming to an end. Jesus fed the 5,000 plus, went to the mountain to pray, told the disciples, get on the boat, go to the other side. They were on the boat. Winds and rains came. They got scared. Jesus began going to them. Some of them thought he was a ghost, and he spoke. Peter said, if it's you, Jesus, bid me to come. Peter had faith. Here's the deal. Peter had faith because he had been with Jesus. Peter had faith because he had hung out with Jesus. Peter had faith because he had laid and slept and prayed with Jesus. He had eaten with Jesus. He had shaken his hand. He had walked with Jesus. He had just seen probably 5 to 20,000 people fed with one basket of fish and bread. Peter had faith. So when he said, bid me to come, and Jesus said, come on, Peter stepped out. Peter had faith enough to walk on water. Now listen to this. How much more faith do we have when we've never seen him? Oh yeah, we felt him. We're filled with his Spirit. We've been baptized in his name. But how much more faith do we have? You see, we've got walking on water faith. We've got walking on water faith is what we got. But here's what happened to Peter. His faith was shaken just a little bit, Brother Pugh, and he began to get worried, and he just looked around a little bit, and bam, he went down. But Jesus was his anchor, and he did not let him go. He just reached down and pulled him up. Come on, you had little faith. You begin to doubt, But he poured him up. Now there's times in our lives our faith may get to be shaken a little bit. There's times in our lives we begin to shake a little bit. But Jesus understands our faith. Jesus allows this to happen at times because he understands who we are in him. And he knows our faith. And he knows that we're grabbing a hold of him as our anchor. We're of the age right now. We still remember back 20 and 30 years ago. I hope. Hope some of us hadn't lost our minds. But there was a song by Ray Bolts. And I know this song, I guarantee you, 99% of y'all thought of this song when I began to sing and speaking about this. The anchor holds. The course of that song says, the anchor holds. Though the ship is battered, the anchor holds. Though the sails are torn, the anchor holds. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. The anchor holds in spite of your storm. When we leave here today, whether it be 12 o'clock or 12:15 or 12:30, we're going to be facing storms in our lives. You see, we're on a ship right now. We're on the ship. And sometimes this ship gets battered. Sometimes the sails will get tattered and torn. But the anchor holds. When you walk out of these doors today, you're going to remember the anchor holds. Tomorrow when bad news comes, you're going to remember the anchor holds. In the morning when you wake up and you're not sure where your next paycheck is coming from, the anchor holds. The anchor still holds today. Hallelujah. The anchor holds. Jesus' name. Let's stand. I can only hope that this was able to bring encouragement to someone today. As I said before, I'm not a great orator and oratory skills and all of that. But God gave me a word to someone today. And it might just be that in overwhelming times, we have an overwhelming God. In overwhelming times, we have an overwhelming God. Hallelujah. In overwhelming times, if you grab a hold of the anchor of that overwhelming God, there is nothing you cannot make it through. There is no seas, there is no trials, there is no size of any wave that you cannot overcome. Amen.